Welcome to the 99% Loco Podcast.
Hey there, podcast family. Welcome back to another week of the 99% Local Podcast. This week brings us to episode number 63. Each episode, me, your host, Chris Green, is bringing stories of Nashville and Middle Tennessee-based entrepreneurs, authors, musicians, artisans, and other creators. Everybody has a story, their own unique upbringing, and a passion for why they're doing what they're doing. I personally love the sense of community around Nashville and get my kicks from sharing these stories. This week, I am joined by two guys who are pillars of the fitness community in Middle Tennessee. Roy Mangrum and Terry Bargy have joined forces and picked up the torch to continue on with the Music City Fit Expo. First, a little bit about these guys. Terry has many years of personal training experience with countless success stories and has dedicated his life to helping others better their own. Roy is also an entrepreneur who started out as a vendor at the Music City Fit Expo and has now grown a successful clothing line for the fitness community. The Music City Fit Expo, the biggest fit expo in the state of Tennessee, is back this summer, Saturday, June 18th at the Nashville Fairgrounds, and is once again bringing the opportunity to be placed in a room together, see some fun fitness events, shop some apparel, walk some booths, and meet some new people and see what the city of Nashville has to offer within the fitness industry. I'm also excited to say that for listeners of this podcast, if you go purchase a Music City Fit Expo ticket and use the promo code 99LOCAL, that's 99LOCAL, you'll get 50% off the price of your ticket. You can go do that after you listen to this episode at musiccityfitexpo.com. I'll let Roy and Terry tell you about all the other details. So let's get right into this. Here's my conversation with Roy Mangrum and Terry Bargy from the Music City Fit Expo. All right, Roy and Terry, it's awesome to have you guys on. I'm excited to share what you guys are doing, a little bit about your stories, and ultimately the Music City Fit Expo.
Yeah, we're excited to be here, man. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So guys, so Roy, I guess we can start with you. Kind of just share a little bit of your story, and then Terry, you can do the same, and then we can chat about how you guys met and how you came together.
Sure. I'll give you the Cliff Notes version because I get long winded. About nine years ago, I was training for a powerlifting competition and trying to drop some weight. So I had, you know, watched a old ESPN rerun of the CrossFit games and saw those guys were strong and had abs. And I was like, well, that's not so bad. Let me go try that. So I went to a local CrossFit gym, started training there. And when I was getting ready for my meet, I'd asked them, I was like, hey, can I wear one of your shirts, your gym shirts, to kind of represent you guys? They said, yeah, sure. Grab one out from under the counter. Reached under the counter and they stopped at large. I'm like, well, that's not, you know, I can't make, you know, take two of these and make one shirt. That's not going to work. So he's like, here, dude, here's my logo. You can just go print your own. And little did I know that was going to kind of set me out to starting an apparel company by accident. And that was 9 years ago. We're still running. We have reps all across the country, and that's kind of our bread and butter that got us into the fitness game, providing, you know, shirts and shorts and belts and the whatnot, you know, for, you know, CrossFitters, powerlifters, bodybuilders, all those. And during that journey is how I met Terry.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been in the industry for a long time, and I dabbled in everything. I had my own gym for a long time. When we first started our first location, we had these epic dreams of doing an expo, putting out a magazine, you know, doing these cooking classes, eventually, you know, do t-shirts and a clothing line, and even more crazier ideas outside of that. And I, you know, through some trial and error, some of the things failed right away, like our shots at doing an expo in, you know, 2010. Obviously it didn't work. we put out one issue of a magazine. I think we called it Trained, that we printed ourselves and bound ourselves, and that was fun, but we didn't have the energy to do it again. So, you know, fast forward into a couple locations later, my gym at this point has changed its name from Life Fitness Academy to Nashville Strength Company. That's when I meet Ryan Freebing. And Ryan, if y'all know Ryan's story, I don't know. I don't really want to butcher it, but I will tell you, he came to town from Texas. And he and I hit it off right away because his vision was really cool. Like, he was getting in people's gyms, and he was just like this advocate for bringing the community together. And I wanted to co-write that, or co-sign that. And I wanted to be with him in that. So I was like, however I can be involved, man, put me in, coach. So his first, I remember his first expo. I remember the first issue of the magazine. I was actually in the back of that first magazine. And, you know, fortunate enough to hang out with Ryan and kind of hang on and do all the things. And then Roy was there too, doing all the things along with Ryan. And it just became a community as opposed to different islands of competitors, you know, gyms competing against one another to try to be the best. Ryan made it, brought us all together as a community, and we got to have fun. We played. So that was a really cool thing. And then Roy, you might have to correct me here, but I remember my first meeting with Roy was through my first calisthenics games, and I was looking for a shirt provider. And Roy was my guy. Roy has always been awesome. Like, I've always wanted to work with Roy. I actually put a post about this the other day. Ever since I met Roy, I wanted to work with him. I got this, and I'm sure you've heard it before, partner with people smarter than you. Like, so Roy's, right. Roy's my Yoda. So, we didn't end up actually collaborating on anything until but I actually have a funny story about stalking Roy at the Arnold in Columbus. I just showed up. I was like, hey, guys. So I collaborated with Roy for my vlog about my book, Alternative Influence Coaching Company. And I had such a great time shooting those videos. And Roy will tell you, I keep bugging him. I was bugging him for a long time for us to work together on some level. And then when Ryan, I found out that Ryan had moved on from the expo in the magazine, with his blessing, I went straight to Roy. So I admire him. I look up to him. And he is a workhorse. He makes me feel like I'm sitting on blocks, the amount of work that that guy gets done. So that's the footnote story.
Okay, great. Yeah, and so I think the expo, this is the fifth year. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And first year for us, yep. Fifth year total. Of course, there was the 2020-2021 hiatus just because of, you know, all the gathering restrictions. But I think people are going to be shocked at, number one, Terry, you can chime in, but number one, how big it's going to be. It's almost 80,000 square feet, which is absurd.
It is absurd.
And the production. So, you know, you go to a lot of, this is going to sound terrible, but oh well. you go to like local shows, local expos and things they do a great job as far as they get the vendors there, they get the people in the door, and that's great. But to me, that's only two of the pieces that put it together. there has to be a production value. And I stole that straight from going to the Arnold Classic every year. When you walk in the convention center in Columbus, Ohio for the Arnold Classic, it's branded everywhere. It's on the walls. It's on the pillars that hold the roof up, the windows, the glass doors you walk in. You know, there's no question of what's going on and why you're there. And that's the one thing that I'd always seen lacking from, you know, all of these. You go to, you know, you walk into an expo and if you don't just know where you're at, you don't know why you're there. I mean, you walk in the door, it could be a flea market, it could be an expo, you don't know. So one of the things that was really important to me, and we've spent a fortune on it, is really increasing the production value, like hiring a lighting company to light the building so it doesn't look like just an empty warehouse. You know, wall graphics. We're going to spend about 8 hours putting up wall graphics.
Yeah.
The day before. So,
and lots of interactive stuff though, too. Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
exactly. Going out of our way to make it an interactive thing. So there's something to do aside from shop, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's not just booths and exhibitors. You have a whole lot of other things that are going on as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we had, like Terry was talking about earlier, calisthenics games. So that will be going on. We have three stages technically. So you have calisthenics games, strongman event, a CrossFit competition. And then we actually had to go rent a separate room to put on our hourly events, which is just different group classes that start every hour. You can watch, you can participate either way you want. So, you know, literally you can be at the expo for 5 hours and you're not going to see everything, which is, right, which is important.
Yeah. We wanted to take people in. Yeah. We want to make it an experience, right? It's that whole idea that I told you at the very beginning that we're building on, you know, we're building on from what we saw Ryan do, and bringing the whole city together and some out, you know, even some outside companies, to have a good time, right? To actually experience the local fitness industry. We want them to see how warm and, you know, inviting it actually is, and not, you know, intimidating as it can come off, you know.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I want to take a moment to tell you about Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee believes that every cup of coffee you make should be your best ever, no matter how you take your coffee. Launched in 2018, Trade Coffee unites the nation's top roasters, including some in Nashville, directly with drinkers, offering 400 plus roasted to order coffees so fresh they don't exist until you say so. This company has really opened my eyes to everything coffee can be, and in the process, turning me, who was a regular coffee drinker, into a coffee lover. Listen to these coffee subscription perks. Access a handpicked selection of 400 plus coffees roasted around the country and personalized just for you. Automatically receive discounted pricing on curated coffees, plus free shipping always. Adjust your coffee, update order frequency, go from hot to cold, or switch to decaf, pause or cancel at any time. Lastly, sit back and enjoy. Their coffee is roasted to order and delivered at peak freshness direct to your home. So, are you ready to unlock your coffee rotation? I want to share a special offer with my listeners. If you sign up for a coffee subscription as a new customer, you will get your first bag of coffee for free. Yes, free. All you need to do to get started is go to 99%localpod.com/coffee. Yeah, so this is at the Nashville Fairgrounds, correct? Is that the place? Where were you at previously?
Yeah, in 19, it was at the indoor practice facility at Vanderbilt. In 2020, it was going to be at the fairgrounds. 2021 was also going to be at the fairgrounds until, you know, what happened with COVID. So we were like, hey, you know, logistically, we already know it works because Ryan had done the homework in 2020. So we went ahead and went down there, and it's kind of funny because when me and Terry went down there the first time to look at the building, of course, he's the eternal optimist, I'm the eternal pessimist. And, you know, Terry's wanting the biggest building they got, and I'm trying to get the medium one, talk him off the ledge. He acquiesced to my request for the medium building. About 4 hours later, I sent him a message like, hey, let's change it to the big building.
So I was like, yes, yeah, we're going all in.
Yeah, and it was funny, too, because, you know, right off the jump, you know, like Terry said, he had put on an expo before. I've never done anything like this before. So thinking, hey, can we sell this thing out, you know, vendor-wise? Spectators is a different animal. But first off, the first piece is you got to have vendors in there for spectators to even want to come. Otherwise, they're just walking in an empty building, right? So I'm like, man, this thing is – when we had the guy CAD the room out, it was 100 vendors. And I'm like, there is no way we're going to sell 100 vendors. And 45 days, 60 days in, we had 100 vendors. And from there, it was like, well, I guess we got to go rent some more space. So that's why we grabbed another 7,000 feet.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the vendors are pretty much sold out, right?
Yeah. Vendors have been sold out for about 5 days at this point. And we have a wait list going, you know, if somebody has to cancel for travel issues or, you know, life happens, right? So we have a wait list going. We got about 12 on the wait list, which is crazy. Again, you know, who would have thought, but it's awesome. It's awesome to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've put together a magazine to support this. And we are, you know, we're featuring some local personal trainers in it as well. We're trying to make this a very, like I said, a very interactive thing. So there's stuff to see, there's stuff to take home with you, right? There's stuff to, that really, should enhance your health and wellness journey, no matter where you're at too. And that's kind of, that's my vision with the magazine as well. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to advertise, there's still a little room left there. And in that magazine, we'll have the competition features. We'll have a map in there. There'll be some, you know, coupons and some discounts from, some vendors too. So lots of, again, lots of, different things. We're trying to really, I guess the overused term that I'm going to throw in here is it's a very holistic expo.
Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, touch it, see it, and take it home with you, you know, type of event that we want to enhance the community, but also, if you're, you know, if you're on your health and wellness journey, this is one of those things that can get you excited about it again, if you've lost that, you know, you lost that fire. So.
Exactly.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, what kind of vendors are you having? I mean, I'm guessing all across the spectrum, but, like, what are some of the, I guess, maybe more known vendors that come to that show?
Yeah, it is all across the spectrum. It's, you know, from clothing vendors to, you know, supplement companies, equipment vendors.
Everybody's favorite place, PaleoWorks, is going to be there.
PaleoWorks, Grab the Gold is a sponsor. There's a company out of Miami, Florida, called Face Towels, which is, it's an awesome product. I've actually used it. Everybody's got to have a gym towel. So they'll be there. There's local gyms that are going to be there, yoga studios. And a lot of these folks will be, you know, having an hour session in that special events room that we talked about. So you can, you know, try it before you buy it, so to speak, right? Nobody buys a car before they test drive it. So,
right.
Fitness, go try it out. Is it for you? Does it fit? Yes? No? Okay. Don't worry. There's another class in an hour. Try that one. So,
yep.
It gives the vendor, especially those, the gyms and studios, it gives them a great opportunity to show their wares and, you know, in front of a new audience that may not know they exist. And same thing with, you know, apparel vendors and even, you know, larger chains like, you know, NutriShop and other businesses that are going to be there, there's still people that, as great as your advertising is, that may not know you exist. You know, I've had a clothing brand for 9 years, and every day somebody's like, oh, didn't know, never heard of you. That's okay. It's fine. It means there's always new customers. So, it's exciting. And, you know, like I said, with 100 booths filled with only fitness vendors, not, you know, Sandy's Candle Shop or, you know, nothing against those folks. They all have their place. But for this expo, fitness vendors. So when you walk in the door, if you're at the, you know, the apex of your fitness career, you know, you're a professional bodybuilder, powerlifter, CrossFitter, or you're a complete novice, you know, you're trying to figure out where is your place in the fitness world, we got everybody covered.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, you're reaching out to anyone and everyone, basically making this. So one thing I wanted to chat about was just some of the other things you have going on, the events at the expo. I was looking at your website. Like, it looks like you have a Move Fit session with Danny D Fitness, appealing to the women out there. Battle the Boxes. Country Fusion Dance Fitness. Can you kind of tell me about some of these?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Battle of the Boxes, the folks that are putting that on, it's a CrossFit comp, and they literally just jumped on board the last minute. We had the guy who was putting on another competition had some stuff come up. He was going to be unable to fulfill his commitment with the expo. So these folks jumped up. They put on two huge competitions in the Nashville area every year. So they jumped on board, and it's funny, or it's not funny. It's astonishing how quick they ramped it up. Right, Terry?
Yeah. I mean, literally so fast.
Yeah. They're almost sold out already. So what it is it's CrossFit gyms competing winner take all. And the prize packs are, you know, all $500 increments. So, like, Riot Equipment's donating, Crane Fitness is donating $500 worth of equipment to their gym, and different companies are donating like $500 gift cards to their businesses. It's winner take all, teams of eight. All gyms are welcome to put in one team, your best team. So you can't have multiple teams. It's your best team of eight. Four of them scaled, which would be like your more novice athletes, and then four of your elite or RX athletes. So that's going to be awesome just to watch.
Yeah, for sure.
Danny D Fitness, she is amazing if you don't follow her on Instagram.
She's a walking party, man.
She is a walking party. She's been in Shape Magazine. She's doing some kind of
ESPN, viral. Yeah,
she's been viral.
Oh, was she the one that lifted that tire?
Yep, that's her.
Yeah, it was like a 500-pound tire, and that video went viral.
Yeah, it went viral. It was like millions and millions of views. She was on ESPN, World Star, and everywhere else. It was crazy to watch that. But she has a very different brand of group fitness where it's all about, you know, body positive. You know, it doesn't matter where you're at on your journey. Be proud of, you know, what you've got going on and you know, do your thing. Don't worry about the noise on the outside. So that's an awesome event. Free Flow Yoga, of course, will be they'll have their yoga class there. As one of the events, Nick Carrier. Nick is a very great speaker. He's a younger guy, but man, his insight into life and being better and things is amazing. And it's great to listen to. He's got a great podcast, and he does these events. A great group fitness event. And then afterwards, it's a lot of, you know, advice talk and back and forth with the crowd. It's not just, you know, a class and leave. So he puts on a great, great event. And then, oh gosh, I just went blank. I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Country Fusion. You brought that one up.
Yep.
Country Fusion. So they're newer to Nashville, which is, it kind of surprised me as far as being, you know, more of a, it's kind of like a hybrid between a group fitness class and like a line dancing class. So what they're doing is kind of blending the two together to just make it a fun, you know, a fun event. They'll be there. Terry, I'll let you talk about the calisthenics games and the
strongman. Yes, sir. The calisthenics games. I don't know if you're familiar with the sport or not, but it's we call it. It's a mix between a little bit of parkour and basically street gymnastics. We have some kids that can do some amazing things, flying around from one bar to the other. And he's you know, the wicked strong. So we've got that. We've got that going on. And we have, what's the last thing we got? Strongman competition.
Tennessee Strongest Man.
Yep. Tennessee Strongest Man. And that's always fun. All the things that they bring to an event to throw around, just those dudes are sheer power. It's so much fun.
Well, that's awesome. I mean, I'm definitely intrigued. And, you know, Roy, I think you said something. I mean, there's so many expos events and people say, oh, I never even heard of that. You know, when you'd reached out to me, I'm like, I didn't know this existed. I mean, this is something that even appeals to me. And, you know, I'm into the idea of fitness and healthy. I'm not the healthiest. I have the dad bod, the typical dad bod with three kids, but, you know, I'm definitely motivated by this. And so, yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And we can even do, you know, we'll do we can give a code, you know, we'll give a code out. We'll call it 99 local. And anybody that wants to grab a ticket to the expo, 99 local will get you 50% off your admission that day. Again, you come hang out all day, come for a little while, come for a long while, whatever you want to do. It'd be awesome to have everybody out. Our goal is to get shut down by the fire chief.
There we go.
People there. So as many people as we can get in the door would be awesome.
Yes.
Well, awesome. So most importantly, this is the date for this is Saturday, June 18th, correct?
Yep. Saturday, yep. June 18th, Music City Fit Expo at the Nashville Fairgrounds. When you pull in, you won't even have to look for the building. There's so many signs out there. You know exactly where to go. Starting at 8 a.m. over at 5 p.m. I think that's the meat and potatoes, right?
That's it, man. We're doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you guys going to be releasing like a schedule for the expo or anything like on your website?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to put up the times for the different events. We're still kind of, you know, filtering all that stuff through. We going to put up we've been releasing like vendor spotlight videos. So we've got some more of those to put up, especially these last, cause we're only 2 months away. And this is when we're really going to start, hammering, doing, you know, things like this and getting out there and, spreading the word, releasing more of the vendors, that are going to be there. Of course, if you go to our Instagram page, Music City Fit Expo, you'll see a list of all the vendors and links and to their Instagram pages. That will also be on the website, as well as a map of where each of those vendors are. And right. Yeah. That map will also be in the magazine that you pick up when you walk in the door.
Well, that's awesome. So in addition to that, do you guys want to kind of give a shout out of where listeners could find out more about you guys too and what you're doing? I mean, Roy specifically with Barbell Voodoo, and then Terry, I think everyone knows how to find Terry.
Terry's got 34 Instagrams. So
I really do. Yeah, I really do. I wish it was only four.
Throw a dart, you'll hit Terry. My only Instagram is barbellvoodoo@gmail.com. shoot, I'm giving you my email. Of course, if you want to email me, there you go, Barbo. Email. That's my personal email. Don't spam me, please. Instagram, TikTok, all those things, Barbell Voodoo. Of course, our website, barbellvoodoo.com. All things Music City Fit Expo is musiccityfitexpo.com. And then, of course, Facebook, Instagram. There is no TikTok yet, but if we can get Terry to do some dances, we'll make a TikTok.
Ooh,
that will all be at Music City Fit Expo.
Well, awesome. I greatly appreciate this, guys. I'm excited to share what you're doing with the Music City Expo. And again, it's Saturday, June 18th, the Nashville Fairgrounds. And listeners can get all the info at musiccityfitexpo.com. So Roy, on a side note here as we wrap up. So I was at Nissan Stadium this past Saturday night and saw a dude right in front of me with a Barbell Voodoo t-shirt on.
Boom. It's a sign.
It is. It was a sign. Yeah. And you know, I hadn't, you know, take a look at your Instagram yet. And I didn't think it was you. The guy didn't have quite as good of a beard game going on. So, so I was like, yeah, I don't think that's him. I think it's just someone wearing your clothing. So yeah, that's awesome.
Wasn't me. I don't leave the house much.
well, great, guys. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Do you have anything else you want to add or share?
Oh, man, I just want to say thanks for having us on. This is it feels like an honor to get to share what we're up to and what we're into. And it, you know, Chris, it's people like you that help us get the word out. So appreciate your time. This has been a huge honor.
I agree with that. Go with that. Can't say it better.
Well, there you go. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. As always, thank you for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of me, I'd love to hear from you. You can email me directly at 99%localpod@gmail.com. Or you can actually drop by the contact page on the website and send a voice message that may appear in a future episode. You can find the website at 99%localpod.com. While you're there, make sure you catch up on all of those past episodes that you might have missed. If you'd like to support the show, you can do it in a few different ways. Please follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at 99% Local Pod. Leave a review wherever you listen to the podcast. And the best thing you can possibly do is share the podcast with your friends who might want to check it out. Lastly, consider contributing to the podcast on a one-time or ongoing basis. All contributions that I receive, 10% of that goes to the Well Outreach Food Pantry in Spring Hill, Tennessee. Well, until next week, stay safe and be kind to those around you.